We've been here a couple of months now. How would you sum up your time at Wednesday so far?
Yeah, so you see, I feel very good. I have a great time here, and my teammates are really kind. Good relationship with the gaffer. Yeah, very warm people in the club, so it's a good thing for me.
Where are you at now with your fitness and being ready to start and start regularly?
Listen, basically, I'm always ready, even if I'm not fit, because I know my capability, but I think I'm ready to start. But the decision is by the gaffer, you know, and it's really simple. I just have to keep my hard work going on the training. And when I get my chance on the field, I have to show what I'm capable of. Everybody who knows Resident who knows what I can do. So, yeah, that's really simple. And I'm not going to say that I'm top fit, but I think I'm fit enough to play games. And I think you get top fit when you play games. So simple is it. And but to be honest, we have a very good team. And everybody's doing really good on the moment. So everybody deserves to play on the moment. So we have to prove the gaffer on the training. And on the moment that we get a chance, that we deserve to get a place in the team.
I think when we have seen you, you have been able to make that impact off the bench. Certainly fans that ring our phone and come on and talk about your impact.
Yeah.
Do you look at that and sort of take some confidence from the fact that when you are playing, you're playing well?
It's not to be arrogant or something, but I know when I come in the field what I'm gonna do. It's not always possible. I think that only two people on this world can do it like game in, game out, and that's Messi and Ronaldo. But if I'm in a good mood and normally, then I always will try my best and do what I'm good at. And that's a one-against-one situation, that's beat another player, and that's looking for an opportunity for my teammates. And of course, you can have a day off or you can have a bad day or something, but normally you have to be at least 80% concentrate to get a good game.
So what do you believe you need to do to get that regular starting shirt then?
Yeah, to be honest, I spoke to the gaffer already, so I know what I have to do. The gaffer is happy with me on the moment, and he told me that I have to go on the way how I'm training now, how I'm playing now. So I think that's positive enough for me. If I'm starting or not, I know where I'm standing. So on the moment that I'm starting, you know what you're going to get from me.
Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying it enough here to start to think about January and beyond?
Sheffield Wednesday is my club on the moment. Everybody will love Sheffield Wednesday. Know what that name means for everybody. It's really simple. I'm a player from here. I'm wearing the number 11. And if my future is at Sheffield Wednesday, it will be here. But the decision is not to make for me on the moment, because the things are a bit difficult at the moment, but I don't think it's the right moment to discuss this situation of mine, because it's still far away. Not far away, but before you know, it's already 2nd of January. But when the time is there to talk about it, I will let you know.
So the team right now then, what's not happening? Quite a few draws recently about getting Wednesday back on that regular winning run.
Listen, I'm not reading that much, but I'm hearing a lot, and I don't think my team deserves to get slacked off because we are not scoring or we are not doing well, because I think we do. If you look how we're defending, and we didn't lost the last four games. We didn't win, but we didn't lost. So that's four games, 4 points. Of course, I'm a winner. I always want to win games, but I don't think that we're doing that bad that we are in a position to get slacked off because of nobody, because I think that we are standing really good. We don't increase crazy goals and that kind of stuff. But of course, we have to improve forward, and we have to take our chances. On the moment that we have a chance, we have to take a goal. And some games you can win with 1-0, some games you can win with 5-0, but both counts for 3 points. So it's really simple. We are working on a training ground to improve ourselves, to be more aggressive, to score goals. But I think time will tell us, and it will come. If you see the way how we defend, and a lot of credit to our defenders. I don't have to say names, but a lot of credit for them on the way how they're defending. And I think they deserve like a pat in the back to help us getting through the games, because if we are not scoring, yeah, we are doing something wrong. So we have to improve ourselves.
Does seem to be fine margins for Sheffield Wednesday at the minute. The last few games, the manager's just been talking about this chance and that chance and whatever save. It's almost there for Sheffield Wednesday at the minute.
Listen, I'm playing already football all my life, and I'm already 10 years a professional. So I've been in big clubs, I've been in smaller clubs, but it's all about scoring goals and all about winning games. It doesn't matter where you are. Of course, sometimes it's more pressure than and less pressure, but it's always about winning games. If I smell that I have one player in my team, for example, who don't want to win games, then I think you don't deserve to be a professional football player. But it's not always possible to win every game. That would be a bit insane if you could win every game. Not even Barcelona or Real Madrid can do that. So you always have to improve, but I think if you want to get better every day and want to improve yourself, for your team, for your family, for everybody around you, I think it will happen always.
So how does this pressure compare then to the cauldrons you've been in before? You know, Wednesday are a big club, they've got a big fan base for the divisions that they are in, and indeed above as well, but you've played for clubs of markedly different sizes at both ends of the scale.
Yeah, it doesn't matter for me. It's really simple. I'm already 27 years old. It's not old, it's not young anymore. But when I was younger, it was more difficult for me before a game to get my nerves indeed. But at the moment, it's not difficult for me to go in a game anymore. You know, I can put it away and just take the ball and go. Because I think when you get older, things are a bit simpler for you, and you think more. You are smarter than before. You learn a lot, and it's not that difficult for me.
No, because there's not a great deal by the time you're 27. Wherever your career has taken you, that you haven't seen.
It'll always be the same. I've seen a lot already, and I learned a lot already from big players, from players who had less capability than me, but I learned from them as well. So hopefully it can make me complete it during my career.